Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Child benefits should be taxed, according to Pat O'Tobin as well, should be taxed, and the savings ring-fenced to boost early year services. This is according to an expert group. A submission by the main employers organisation, IBEC, recommends that child benefit or child allowance, or some people call it children's allowance, is taxed for higher income families, but kept at the same rate for those on lower incomes. So child benefit is 140 a month in this country for up to 16, for children up to the age of 16, should I say. And it's paid to those up to the age of 18 if they're still in full-time education. There have been calls in the past, by the way, to increase that to 21 because so many children go to college nowadays. But anyway, other countries such as the UK have moved towards taxation of child benefit. Let me explain to you very quickly how the UK version of it works. It's quite simple. It's a different system altogether to the system we have currently in this house, or country, should I say. So in the UK, they only pay £21.15 per week. So it's a lot less than we actually pay out for the first child, and £14 per week for every child after that. And only one person in the household can claim. If a person in the household earns more than £50,100, that sounds like it's an odd figure, isn't it? So, but the reason for that is to make sure you're over the threshold of 50,000. So £50,100, which is about 65,000 to 70,000 euro per year, they are classified as high income earners. They then must make a decision to opt in or opt out of the child benefit payment. They can still remain in receipt of child benefit, but if they decide to opt in to keeping their payments, they must pay a tax charge on the amount they receive on a monthly basis, and that's calculated by the person using the high income benefits calculator on the government website. Now, a lot of people confuse the two, but in general it is wiser for people, they say, in receipt of child benefit and not cut the claim off entirely. Now, I believe you can accrue tax credits. It sounds complicated, but it's not. Essentially what happens is, once you earn over 50 grand in the UK, you have to pay tax on child benefit. That's basically it. You're just taxed on it. So if you're paying 41, as you would be here as a high income earner, 41 cent in the euro in tax, or maybe less, you have to pay that on your child benefit as well. So is it a good idea? Pat O'Tobin reckons that we should be doing it at 100,000 combined income. I think that's a little bit low in today's world, because the average family, as he said, earns 40,000 per person, or whatever it happens to be. So if you've got a, say, a Garda and a nurse, they could be earning with overtime, they could be earning over 100,000 between them. They might have a mortgage, they're paying all the bills, they get no help from the state, they get no supplements, no social welfare payments. The only payment they get will be child benefit from the state. So to suggest taxing that because they might be earning between them 110,000 is a little bit rich, really, if you ask me. But then again, some people might agree with it. Many people believe there should be no cut-off point for child benefit, as the money is guaranteed under the Constitution, and it is. And no matter what you earn, you should get the money as it's for the children. So should child benefit, or children's allowance, as we call it, should it be taxed? The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Should child benefit, or children's allowance, as many people call it, should it be taxed once you earn, say, up to 100 grand in a family? I'm not saying so that you could have a son in the house as well, or a daughter. And between the three or four incomes in the house, you could earn over 100,000 very quickly. So should it be taxed? The number is 087-188-0008. Let me know what you think. Just to mention, by the way, the reason this is being mentioned by IBEC is because they're concerned by the fact that childcare costs are one of the biggest issues affecting workers and the ability to participate in the labour market. So the idea is that by increasing child benefit, the money that's made from it could be ring-fenced, according to them, and put towards childcare provision. I want to know if you agree with this. Somebody mentioned too, by the way, on the news, there was a soundbite of IBEC there constantly referring to the mother as getting the child benefit. Let's be clear about it. It's not just the mother that gets child benefit. It can be given to the father, it can be given to a guardian, or anybody nominated who's looking after the child. It doesn't have to be by one particular person. The number is 087-188-0008. Let me go to Karen. Karen, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Karen?
I'm good, Niall, and yourself?
Good. Now, you are a childcare provider.
I am a childcare provider, yes. I provide, say, an ECT service, which is preschool, and okay, the after-school service as well.
Okay, and what do you think of this suggestion that, I suppose, to provide a bigger budget for a childcare provision, you know, across the board in different support services for children, that the idea of taxing child benefit, essentially the more you earn, the less child benefit you get. Do you think it's a good idea?
I can see the appeal of it. Like, I can see how it's a very good soundbite. Oh, the people that are on a certain amount can get taxed, and that will provide the income. It won't provide the income needed. I mean, the government themselves have said they need to double the investment into childcare. There isn't that many people in Ireland earning the amount that the government are saying that needs to be reinvested back into it. Mm-hmm. It's the middle class people that are going to be hit the hardest. The parents that I know, they at the moment, as I said, it's ECCE and it's after school that I do. Previously, I was in full daycare, and the amount of money that the middle class parents are paying out in childcare is phenomenal.
Oh, it's like a mortgage. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is for an awful lot of families. It is more than their mortgage payments. Mm-hmm. It is more. It averages out at about 180 a month per child.
I mean, if you've got two parents, a mum and a dad and two children, and both are working in careers and both children are young, et cetera, right? You know, you could be spending between your mortgage and your childcare costs basically one person's salary completely. And essentially, you're left with the other person's salary then to pay the rest of your bills and enjoy life to some degree. And provide for your children. So the idea that we think 100,000 is a lot of money between, say, two people earning, it's not really when you're not claiming any state benefits and you're paying for everything yourself.
Well, this is it. It isn't a lot of money when it is, like, I mean, it sounds like an awful lot of money, but when that amount is going out in childcare and you're being penalised on absolutely everything, like, say, this year my income was taken into consideration for my son starting college. Mm-hmm. And because I was 200 euros over what Susie deemed the threshold, he lost out on 6,000 euros. For 200 euros, 6,000.
Which is ridiculous.
It is absolutely ridiculous.
And I've said this in relation to the Susie grants and other thresholds for medical cards, et cetera, et cetera. It should be taken into consideration how much you're over the threshold and maybe a reducing amount. So if you, instead of earning, I think it's 34,000, if you earn, say, 34,500, well, then he gets 500 less. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand exactly. My friend has a job. She has quite a good job, and on paper it says she earns 52,000 a year. By the time she's her childcare paid for, she's actually coming out with 18,000 a year.
That's incredible.
That's not including her. Now she has, like, she basically step up the stairs, children. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like that she shouldn't be penalised to that amount for that.
It's almost like we penalise country and this people for working hard, don't we?
But that's it. That is it. I mean, the government need to. I mean, it's very well to say, OK, the UK do this. The UK do it, but the UK councils all subsidise the childcare in the area. We do not have that system here. We don't. It is basically a creche in Dublin could be 220 a week for a child. A creche in Tipperary could be 180 a week for a child. There's very little difference.
I've spoken about this, the UK have a very different system even when it comes to education. You know, for example, they feed children in school for free, essentially. They provide books in school for free, which we don't do. They do an awful lot that we don't do. So, you know, that money clearly is going to a good place, and that's why they pay a little bit less in child benefit, I suppose, as well. But you don't believe the UK system would work here, and you don't believe that money would be ring-fenced to boost early year services?
I really don't believe it would be. I mean, as it stands, the ECCE, a model that the government keeps saying is the best model that they have, the increase per child, capitation per child, has not changed in the last 10 years. It hasn't changed since it started. But yet inflation has gone through the roof.
Let's be fair then. Should, you know, Michael O'Leary or Dennis O'Brien or Bono or the rich people of the country, should they be getting child benefits?
Well, no, they shouldn't. But, I mean, it was brought in, they asked years ago that it be brought in, that it be means tested.
Mm.
And, I mean, in fairness, but
the problem with means testing child benefit is there's a massive administration cost in doing something like that rather than having a blunt instrument. Do you know what I mean?
And yet, when you're applying for a Susie grant or if you apply for a medical card or even with the model that I have for the after-school children, it's called the NCS, the parents have to put in their PPS numbers. It's all automatically done by revenue. Revenue just, it's an algorithm. It comes in and it says, this is the amount they're allowed. To the point, Niall, that it could be, this child should be €5 an hour for childcare, we'll say, and this child is awarded €3.67 of that. So then you're there then as a child provider, adding up the rest of the money that you have to do. You know, you're going, oh, this child is €1.13 per hour every hour he's in.
Yeah.
You know, if the revenue can do it that way, you would imagine they're able to do it across the board for everything. And anyone earning that amount of money that doesn't have the same outgoings, I always believe outgoings should come into it in some form or shape, because, I mean, I'd be taxed a lot, and yet up until this year, my childcare costs were also quite high. This year now, I have a childminder, and if I didn't have her, I would find it hard to work. I would find it...
And that's 140 a month that you get, you know, per child, that's vital. for you?
Well, it's for me, I actually do put it away. But okay. I do know for some of my friends, that is like at the start.
Even if you're, and I used to do that. I used to put it away when my children were younger and I was getting child benefit. We'd put it away and use it towards the holidays. Now, people would say, well, then you didn't need it. And I go, well, hold on, no. I still had to pay for the children throughout the year and all their education and all their other bits, pieces and their clothes and everything else. And then the money was put away for a holiday for them as well. It wasn't like I was going away on my own or something like that. So it does go, somehow or another, the money has to be paid for the children, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that is it. I mean, I know myself, some of my children now they're in college. And for the last 3 years that they had the children's allowance, I just pretended I didn't have it because I had to.
Save it for college, yes.
In Limerick. Were 3,000 each, so it was out of sight, out of mind. I know it's needed for that.
And a lot of people have suggested child benefit should be extended to 21 to give a bit of money towards college fees, etc. But that's a whole other argument.
Yeah,
that would cost us money. Okay, wait, do me a favor, stay there for a second, Karen, because I want to go to Marion as well. Marion, Karen completely against the idea, even though she is a childcare provider. She doesn't believe that the money would actually end up, when I say in her pocket, but helping the parents that she deals with on a daily basis. Do you believe it should be taxed, Marion?
No, I don't. I don't. I remember, jeepers, back in 86, I think the child benefit for one child was was under £15.
Okay.
Right? But there was also, if you were working, you had an increased tax allowance for children.
Yeah.
That's all gone.
Yeah.
There's nothing there to balance.
No, this is the only benefit you get for having children. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, if they were to reintroduce high tax credits for children, because they cost a lot,
they do,
then it would balance it out. But they're not going to do that anyway. So, because it's the case that we want the money, we want the money, we want the money.
Yeah.
And we all know that they will not, as your previous caller said, they will not ringside that money for early childcare.
Yeah.
Not in a million years.
You don't believe all the money saved or taxed will go into...
No. No, it'll possibly go to the new cars.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
the new BMWs for the ministers and their protection. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know?
But what about, and to be fair, and I did say to Karen, what about wealthy people who earn, over 150 or 200 or 300 grand a year? Should they be getting child benefits?
Well, to be fair, they're not getting... Wealthy people, it wouldn't matter what the tax system was, you would still get your tax credits for your children.
Mm-hmm.
They're not getting anything. So either, So yes, they should still get it.
Okay. So in other words, to be fair, everybody should get it as far as you're concerned.
They should get it because
they're paying more tax by the very fact that they're earning more money anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The government's getting their pound of flesh off them as it is.
Yeah, I suppose, Karen, I know you said, that the wealthy shouldn't get it. And I know Michael O'Leary, in fairness to him, going back a few years ago when this was mentioned, he gave back his child benefit. He said, I don't need it. And he did argue the fact that he shouldn't be getting it. But, Marion makes a fair point. If someone's there earning 400,000, between wife and husband, two really good jobs, CEOs of companies, why shouldn't they get it? Because they're paying a lot of tax by the very nature of the fact that they're earning 200,000 a year. So they're paying their fair share. So surely as a citizen, or and their children will be citizens, they're just entitled to it under the Constitution like anybody else.
I suppose you could argue that. You could also argue that a lot of these people have loopholes and that they pay minimal tax.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can look at the CEOs of Apple when they came to Ireland. I mean, look at the amount of money that they managed to get away with not paying.
Yeah, in corporation tax.
That could have been invested. That could have been invested back into childcare. That could have been invested into a lot of things. And as loopholes, they didn't. It's the same, we'll say, with an artist in Ireland. So we'll say Bono is classed as an artist. He doesn't have to pay tax.
Well, he does pay tax on some things, not on everything.
On very little, though, compared to what he actually earns every year. And you could kind of go that way then, oh, well. I just feel like a certain amount, if you don't need it, if it's not, do you know what I mean? If you don't need it at a certain amount, it should be brought back to 21 years of age for everyone below a certain income.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I get what you mean. So, if you're lower than 34,000, then maybe it's up to 21 years of age to give you a hand, I suppose. But mind you, we do have a handout to some degree that you can get a Susie grant if you earn, a minimal amount of money, that you can get a Susie grant to help you get your children to education. So there is other benefits there to help you with that situation. Although I did suggest that we should maybe increase it to 21 years of age. Let me go to Martin as well. Martin, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Martin?
Hi, I know. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you too, Martin. I mean, okay, the idea of taxing child benefit, Karen doesn't agree with it because she just thinks it's scaremongering. She doesn't believe it because she doesn't think it's actually going to go to the right place. And neither does, you know, when it was, sorry, I can't remember the second lady I was talking to. But anyway, Marion, yes, sorry, Marion. They don't agree with it. Do you agree with it?
Not really, because the way the working is at the moment is it's really going to damage again the what we call the squeezed middle. You know, and I think, you know, when you were talking about sort of salaries around about 70 centigrand, I mean, you've got to consider yourself what are people doing these days to earn that. And, you know, the life is consumed by the careers, you know, and they're working the hinds off to get that. I mean, if you've got a nurse that's on overtime or whatever, and they're trying to pull in 60 odd, and there's two of them in the family, then...
That's the end of their child benefits, yeah.
Exactly. I mean, you know, this figure that plucked out, and I'm surprised at Toby, you know, at Paddy, because, you know, I thought it'd be...
But Paddy said 100,000 combined, yeah.
Yeah,
well, I disagreed with as well when I was talking to him, because I don't believe it's an awful lot of money.
I know, but he's a typical politician in a way that he's not sat down and done the figures. He's going with just a figure that he's plucked out of David Drum's wallet, probably, you know? I mean... out the fresh air, but
maybe in hindsight he'll have to think about it later on, because Paddy normally is a good man for the people.
He is.
Yeah,
I was surprised at him, you know. But I would say, you know, being realistic, if you're looking at wages that are hitting the other tax bracket, you're gonna be talking about 140 at least as any sort of bridging point. But then again, what you've got then is that people that are earning that, they're getting stuffed into another tax bracket as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, for some people in Ireland, they don't want to earn over 10.
But should there be a cap at all? Do you believe there should be a cap at all whereby you don't get it?
I think in a way, we're looking at it from an ethical or moral point of view, you know,
absolutely.
As the sound bank. So we're in a situation where we're saying, okay...
You don't deserve it, like. Yeah.
Well, it's not so much that. It's that if you're earning silly money, then really, you don't need it. So,
well, you do know the child benefit is in the Constitution of Ireland. Okay, so the state has an obligation to pay every child and to fund or finance every child in the country. So I think there would be some sort of constitutional... I think the courts would find themselves in trouble if they divvied it out and decided you don't earn as much, or you don't get as much as she gets or he gets or whatever. I think you'll find a constitutional challenge, because every child in the state should be treated equally.
Exactly, but then we have this situation that, you know, not everybody's going to be on silly money for every decade of their career, you know. I mean, people will be working up 20 years to get to silly money status in a lot of cases. So, yeah, families like that still need it. But then, you know, a family on 250 or 300,000 a year, you know, or if you got lucky one day and won the lottery and became head of the HSE and was getting 460,000 a year, then really, come on, you know.
Mm-hmm. So from a moral point of view, you don't... But, well, look, I think, you know, Michael O'Leary made the right decision and raised the debate going back a few years ago by saying he can have the money back because he doesn't really need it. He's earning millions.
Yeah.
But from a moral point of view, you believe that everybody should be entitled to it. It doesn't matter what you earn. The point is, it's for your children. And even if you are wealthy, well, then you are spending money on your children anyway. So the state has that same obligation to you like everybody else.
Yeah, but I also think we have to remember exactly why it was brought in the first place back in the UK, just round about, I don't know, was it just after one of the wars anyway?
And it was Churchill, wasn't it, the brought in, I think, if I remember rightly?
Yeah, it was to do
well, it was
with...
Churchill invented, when I say invented, developed the whole social welfare system.
Mm. I mean, the thing, I mean, that would surprise quite a few people who don't like Churchill.
He's on the hate list at the moment for some odd reason.
I don't know either. Yeah. But anyway, the thing is that, you know, it was there because at the time the breadwinner in the family, you know, was the father, and he wasn't divvying it out. I mean, I had a grandparent.
Well, it was surprising even during our own news there was a soundbite there. I think it was from Maybach, I'm not too sure. But, you know, the lady in the soundbite kept referring to the mother.
And
just to clarify, it's sometimes fathers get child benefit, or the guardian gets child benefit, or a grandparent can get child benefit for a child if the parents are not looking after them, for example. So it's not just the mother that gets it. It's not meant for just the mother. It's meant for the child.
But when it first came out, it was to do with the poverty in the households, and obviously there was a situation where men were going out on a Friday after they work in the steelworks or the mines or wherever, and just you know, pissing up the wages up the wall, you know, mm-hmm. and the wife was left with nothing to rear the kids.
Yeah,
and there was a lot of that going off in industrial Britain at the time, so. You know, that was one of the reasons it was brought in, was to offer some protection to stop malnutrition and all sorts of other issues that were going on around the time. And
I mean look, we're very generous.
Actual welfare was there.
Yeah, I mean, we're much more generous than the UK when it comes to child benefits. I mean, as I said already, our child benefit is 140 a month. I mean, theirs is quite low. I mean, when you think about it, I think it's 21.15 per week.
Yeah, well, you rightly said right at the beginning that the UK has different supports go far deeper than over here.
Absolutely,
in the sense that you know a lot of stuff is paid for and free and all the rest of it. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's lower, because obviously you know.
Yeah, you never have to pay to bring a sick child to the doctor, for example, in the UK.
Exactly. All those whereas buildings. You have to do that here. So
okay, well, stay there for a second because I want to go to Paul. Paul, you're an Ireland's classic kids. How are you doing, Paul? Paul, I'm going to struggle to find anybody who agrees with it today, and I knew that before I even started the topic. So I don't think anybody agrees with getting rid of it or taxing it to any degree. But, you know, is it a logical step?
No, I disagree because what I said in my comment, I suppose, before your researchers rang me is that it's taxed on people who earn a specific amount, a higher amount of money. But it's coming to the point that, you know, we're constantly hitting them. Now, years ago, maybe when I wasn't, you know, earning a certain amount of money, I would have agreed with it. But now I have a very good job. I'm very well paid. But my partner as well is the same. And we are struggling. Like with the amount of tax that we're to do.
So not only that, I think it's fair to say, and I don't want to make this sound bad, but as you get paid better, you might get a newer car, or you might, you know, have a bigger house with a bigger mortgage. I'm not saying a bigger house, but maybe you've moved up to a 4-bed house because you might have 3 kids or something like that. So everybody adapts to their lifestyle and to their salaries and everything else. So I think it's unfair on people to have a go at people by saying, oh, but between the two of you and your missus, you're earning 110 grand a year, you shouldn't be getting it. I think that's a little bit unfair because you're paying all your own bills. I'm assuming because yourself and your missus both work and you mentioned you have a good job, you get nothing from the state.
And that's it. And that's what I'm saying. Like we have to go to the doctors. We have to pay for it. We have to go to the dentist. We have to pay for it. My partner had a bit of an illness there. And like that, because, you know, it's after Christmas. We're trying to save for a mortgage. The house prices are going up quicker than what our increase in wages is going up. And it got to the point, 60 euros. But it's not only 60 euros then. It's 60 euros for just to see the doctor. Then if you need any additional, say, injections there and then, if you need your prescription. So my partner was like, oh, I don't have the 100 until I get paid. And I was like, you are ill.
Do you know what?
You have to go to them. You have to go to doctor.
Yeah, but this is a whole other topic and I've brought it up before.
No, I get that, but what I'm
nobody,
trying to say
no, no, no.
Is,
what I'm saying is nobody should ever have to say that I can't afford healthcare. Nobody exactly. should have to say that.
But that's what I mean is like this will be, oh, let's tax, I suppose. I'm not saying the rich because to be quite honest, I think the government assumed that anyone on 60 grand is now rich and it's years ago. Even if you're earning, and I know people will probably disagree, but even if you're earning combined 100,000 between you,
I don't think that's
nowadays
much.
It's not enough. Nowadays it's actually not that much. It was years ago. It was great money years ago, but it's not anymore. And
because you're not getting any other benefits from the state. In other words, you're not getting, you know, a HAP scheme. You're not getting any back to school allowances. You're not getting any. You're not getting anything from the state.
You're physically paying for everything. Single thing, and you're being taxed on every single thing. So there's not an equal balance. You can't balance it out. So it's so unbalanced, the system. And that's what they need. If they want to start taxing more, they need to adjust the system better to facilitate it.
Okay, would you agree even if they said, well, over 100,000, you have to start paying tax on it? In other words, that it's basically declared as income over 100,000. That's what they do in the UK at 51,000, or well, it's 50,100. That, you know, you can opt in or opt out of taking it and then pay tax on it.
I don't think so. I think it needs to be higher than 100,000 because I genuinely think nowadays in Ireland, anyways, 100,000 is not
combined income.
It's not a good income.
Okay.
Very true.
Yeah, I'm going to struggle today, lads, I think, to find anybody who agrees with this. I think Ibeck are on their own on this one, to be honest with you. Thanks, lads.
Ah, Niall, we're taxed left, right and centre in this country, for God's sake. I mean, to warrant taxing the child benefit, one would need to be on in excess of 100,000 per individual in this country, because we're taxed left, right and centre. You've mortgages, childcare and other costs, and general cost of living as well. So, I mean, the threshold should be beyond the mid-60,000, because if you're on a salary of 60-odd thousand, let's say 64 or 5, you won't see even half that due to tax and the rate of tax in this country. Just ridiculous.
All right, loads of texts and loads of WhatsApps coming in. Somebody says, my child benefit for one child goes to pay for my electric bill. I'm not working and I'm not in receipt of social welfare as my husband earns over 300 a week. We cannot afford childcare. It's a struggle. And I think a lot of people are in the same position. Somebody else said, Niall, in regards to the party, I'm assuming the top of the champagne party, anybody who is deemed to have broken the rules should be sent to jail. After all, if any of us had done the same thing, most likely it would have happened to us too. And as much as I disagreed with lockdowns, completely disagreed with lockdowns, and still do, by the way, I would agree with you that if there is a lockdown and a government are telling you there's a lockdown and you must restrict your movements and you must restrict your, curtail your behaviour, you cannot have a situation where you have it's one rule for them and one rule for us. In other words, you can't have a situation where, you know, do as we say and not as we do, which has been constantly happening throughout this pandemic. And we've seen it, examples of it over and over and over again. And we've seen it in the UK and we've seen it in many other countries too. I've seen ridiculous situations where you see world leaders on television, you know, not having a mask on, putting it on literally before a press conference and taking it straight back off again. Ridiculous nonsense, right? So if indeed people are breaking the rules and the government are making those rules and they break their own rules, they should be held accountable. There is no doubt about it, because people across this country have sacrificed. Many people haven't been at funerals, haven't been to see loved ones in hospitals, all because of some of those rules, which are quite ridiculous. So yes, if they're going to bring in rules, they need to keep by them themselves. And if they don't, well, they should be fined or jailed, just like anybody else would be. Let me go to Robbie. Robbie, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Robbie?
How are you doing? And I agree with you. Anybody, they have to stick by their rules.
Well, if you're going to make the rules, you have to abide by the rules.
Yeah, good for the goose, good for the gander and all that.
Absolutely. Robbie, and by the way, if they're not going to be held accountable, can I just say all the people who were fined during the pandemic for breaking the rules should be given their money back?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's like Bojo, like the bloke's a moron. Like, personally don't like him, but like the carry on of them is kind of like, you know, look.
I didn't know there was drinks. I didn't know there was drinks at the party. I didn't know there was drinks.
Yeah, that dancing around, yeah, of course. You know, like, give us a break. You know, they think we're stupid. We're not. We're very clever people, and we can see exactly what they're doing, and they need to cop themselves on and get their heads out of their arses. Excuse the French.
Absolutely. Robbie, getting back to taxing child benefit, I mean, is there a point at all where it should be, you know, taxed or taken off you completely?
Yeah, I do think so. We've had this conversation before about it, and I think if, like, I mean, the 100 grand one, I agree with, it's not the threshold to be doing it at.
Jeez, I'm surprised at you being the socialist that you are.
No, because the argument has been made by people, and I do agree with them, 100 grand, and it is comes down to lifestyles as well, that people who are earning 100 grand a year, when the tax is taken out, that comes down to around 65 grand a year.
Big combined income, yeah.
Combined income after that, when the taxes come off that, and then you stick on your household bills and your mortgage and everything else on top of that. It's really not that. It's good money, don't get me wrong, but it's not what people...
Yeah, you're not living the life of Riley either. No.
Absolutely not. No. But I think the double of that, yes. Now we're talking...
Okay,
maybe,
so 200,000.
Yeah, like, I mean, I just done a little calculation here. It's about €3,900 a week.
Now, okay.
Now, in fairness, like, that is pretty damn good money for anybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for child benefit, I mean, like, you're talking... If you take your taxes out of that and all, you probably come down to about 3-2 a week.
Yeah.
I mean, you're doing all right. You know what I mean? Even if it's 3 grand a week, you're doing pretty damn well if you're earning 3 grand a week after
and
taxes.
And would you cut it off at the 200,000? Tax it? Which?
I mean, personally...
Well, actually, you know what? Legally, I don't think we can cut it off.
No, we can't, because we have to go to the polls.
Yeah, it would be a constitutional issue. So I think what you can do is you can tax it. So you would have to declare it as income.
Yeah. You'd have to declare it as an income. But I mean, to be perfectly honest, I think that somebody, and like Michael O'Leary said, right, there's not absolutely no need for Jeff Bezos or Bill Gates or Michael O'Leary
to get child benefits.
Yeah, there's absolutely no reason for it. And anybody, as I said, who's earning from 200 grand plus upwards, you know, if they're struggling on that kind of money, they really need to have a look in the mirror at themselves, because, you know, you're on 3 grand a week. But look, I mean, there is people out there who certainly need it, would need it a hell of a lot more than the 300 grand a week people, or the three grand a week people, you know. And
yeah.
I think if we can ring fence, now I don't know what the percentage, I'm sure there's somebody out there who can give us the percentage of people in this country who would be earning that sort of money.
I think it's a very small percentage.
I wouldn't think it's a huge percentage. So that's
but
the
you
see,
you've seen the latest figures there from the government. Well, the latest figures from the government is 68 billion in tax was taken last year, and out of that 68 billion, 12 billion was paid by 10 companies. So
yeah,
just goes to show you, there's not that many people earning that much money.
Oh, we know where our big brother is in Ireland. And the tax take from that is certainly something that we don't want to rock that boat, and that's been the whole thing for years and years. People giving out about the tech companies and the pharma companies in this country. And if we lost them out of country, and maybe if we lost them out of country, we were in the shitter. We go back to kind of 1985 again, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So we kind of had to play it, you know, balance it all out, play the game. But yeah, I mean, there's certainly an argument for certain people for earning certain incomes that would lose child benefit, and it could be ring-fenced and put somewhere else. But then again, I don't know what that overall figure would be. But I mean, then you have to trust the goons over in Leinster House to actually do that as well. So that's another battle in itself.
By the way, who should be looking after child benefit? In the UK, it's the revenue commissioners look after child tax credit, or child benefit, as they call it. You know, I mean, should it be the revenue commissioners rather than the Department of Social Welfare?
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, and I heard this argument before in Ireland, is that for children, you've got about seven different departments to look after children. You know, you've health, you've education, you've got justice, you've got the children's departments itself, and that's just four straight off the top of my head, you know. So I think that you need, like, kind of...
Well, if you want to go down the route you're talking about, you know, whereby you would, you know, tax it after a certain amount, it would have to be handed over to the revenue.
Yeah, I think so, absolutely, yes. Let the revenue deal with that, and then it takes the stress off the departments that is looking after right now, and then the revenue would know, because they would have the details and the figures of who's getting what from where and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that, as we say, we don't know what the figure is, what it would be, but again, you'd have to trust the government to put that money back into where we would hope it would go to.
Okay, well, it's meant to be ring-fenced. Listen, Robbie, thank you very much indeed. Yes, the government do want to, well, IBEC want to ring-fence it and put it into provision for child or early years services for children. Some of your messages, by the way, coming in on WhatsApp just before we go into the news.
Jesus, my heart goes out to you, huh? You're on about gang there with combined incomes upwards of 60,000 up to 100,000 or whatever. What about a single income family that make 37,000 a year and still have to pay for everything? Do you mind the people that have a combined income of over 60,000 or right up to 100,000 and they're struggling to live? Imagine how people on 37,000 a year, how we do it. With no state help, you do it and you have to do it. 37,000 a year, single income family, and all the bills have to be paid and taxed to the eyeballs. But sure, yeah, we'll feel sorry for the gang that are on double and triple the money that people on a single income are on.
Well, if you're on a single income of 37,000, I personally don't know how you're managing to pay, say, a mortgage, your back to school bills, you're putting food on the table, maybe getting a holiday. I don't even think you could do that on 37,000 if it was just a single income family. So yes, my heart goes out to anybody in that situation. But equally, if you were, say, if you were looking at a family, say, with two people earning 40 grand each, and they have a mortgage, which could be nearly, you know, if you're living in Dublin, for example, anywhere between 1,500 and 2 grand a month, that's 24,000 a year alone just for your mortgage. Before you take into consideration both people are working to pay that mortgage, so then they need childcare costs. There's another 1,200 a month for childcare costs, maybe for two kids. Now you're up to about 34,000. You haven't even put food on the table, petrol in the car. Oh, the car. You have to pay for a car then, of course, because you have to go to work to provide for those children. So I get what you're saying, but please get what I'm saying too. It depends on people's lifestyles. If you're on 37,000 and you're a single income, well, unfortunately, you have to cut your cloth. And I don't know how people live on that kind of money. I genuinely don't, and I don't say that looking from some ivory tower. I think it's despicable that we would pay people such a little amount of money for doing hard work. I really do. I believe people should be getting more money than that. It doesn't matter what your bloody job is.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.